Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 4 years we've been asking the franchisepreneurs of Omaha. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, and I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and we have a great show today. We're meeting with Michael Stone and Tioka Jackson, and today we're going to talk about the Professional Athlete Franchise Initiative and discuss their most recent summit. PFI seeks to educate pro athletes about franchising and take control of their assets by setting themselves up with their own businesses after they face early retirement for professional sports. And that's coming up in segment two of Franchise Interviews. So stick around because we got a great show.
Are you one of those special people who are willing to go after your dreams and goals? Are you ready to fulfill that dream of owning your own business with the security of a proven brand, the opportunity to take control of your future, and own a Rita's Italian Ice franchise is within your reach?
Rita's is seeking success-oriented individuals who are ready to make a change in their life, and Rita's offers unparalleled training and support to assure your success. And did you know, the frozen treat industry is a recession-proof industry, and there are Rita's in 23 states currently with 540 stores open. Rita's Italian Ice has been around for 25 years and is listed as a top-performing franchise by the Wall Street Journal.
Now here's the really good part. Rita's Italian Ice is a unique and amazing taste treat. It's smoother than a snow cone, and it combines ice with real fresh fruit. The real fruit adds dramatically to the taste, and it comes in over 40 flavors. The ice and fruit are mixed on site and made fresh daily, and it is delicious.
You'll want to know more about this exciting and successful franchise opportunity. Go to www.ownaritas.com and get all your questions answered. That's www.ownaritas.com to take control of your dreams and future today. You don't want to wait any longer to be a part of this adventure. www.ownaritas.com.
Franchisers, are you looking to reach aspiring entrepreneurs looking to buy a franchise? Are you looking to reach a highly educated audience on franchising? For over 4 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews as well as get inside tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising. Check out our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys, and our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. Get 3 months of free advertising when you sign up for our one-year package. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919. That's 610-905-2919.
Need a business loan? Talk to Diamond Financial Services, the experts in franchise financing nationwide. Whether you're looking to start a franchise, acquire an existing franchise, or expand your territory through opening new locations, Diamond Financial stands by your side start to finish. From pre-qualification to packaging and presenting your application to securing a financial commitment and through the loan closing process, Diamond Financial is there. While you're waiting, thousands of others are making their financial dreams come true. Don't wait any longer. Pre-qualify now by completing a confidential, no-obligation financial analysis. Let's face it, traditional banks just aren't in the business of financing small business. At Diamond Financial, we specialize in securing franchise loans from $100,000 to $3 million and equipment leasing up to $150,000. Let us help you get started. Go to www.franchisefunding.net or call 877-508-2274. That's franchisefunding.net, 877-508-2274.
Back to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 4 years we've been asking the franchisepreneurs a long one. I'm your host Marty McDermott, and I'm the president of Franchise Interviews. And as we were saying earlier, we have a great show today. We're meeting with Michael Stone and Tayoka Jackson, and today we're going to be talking about the Professional Athlete Franchise Initiative and discuss their most recent summit. PAFI seeks to educate pro athletes about franchising and to take control of their assets by setting themselves up with their own businesses after they face early retirement from professional sports. This is a very important show, and Don is kicking himself because he couldn't be here today, but he is listening in. So just a little background on these guys, and just, you know, one of the reasons we're doing the show, we found a statistic. It says one issue that continues to plague the world of sports is what happens to athletes when their pro sports careers come to an inevitable end. Financial literacy is a challenge for many ex-pro athletes. More than 60% of retired basketball players encounter financial problems in 5 years, and 78% of football players face money issues in 2 years. It's unbelievable. This is a very important organization. They recently had the summit. It said the summit is supported by the involvement of franchisors, sport agents, associations, and business advisors with a clear understanding of PAFI's mission to tooling the professional athlete for transition. Overall, the Franchise Summit is a chance for the professional athlete to learn about, build relationships within, and position him or herself for a second career success in their trillion-dollar franchise industry. Remember, a lot of these guys retire so young, you know, they have another 30, 40 years left. You know, so, and Don and I have always felt that franchising would be a great alternative for a lot of these athletes. A little bit of information on the gentlemen that we're meeting today, Michael Stone and Tayoka Jackson. Michael is the founder of Allied Athlete Group and co-founder, chief executive officer of Coliseum Enterprises. And Mr. Stone is a former professional NFL football professional turned entrepreneur. And during his 7 years in the NFL, Mr. Stone played for the New England Patriots, Arizona Cardinals, and New York Giants. Upon retirement, Mr. Stone founded Allied Athlete Group, the premier private membership organization for professional athletes. Mr. Stone's ability to reach professional athletes, coupled with his ability to identify business opportunities, has allowed him to bring a new way of thinking to the athlete community. Tayoka Jackson owns and operates two IHOPs, including the first ever International House of Pancakes in Washington, D.C. He's played for the Lions, Rams, Buccaneers, Dolphins, and being out here in Pennsylvania, he played for Penn State. I believe Tayoka was number 97. I'll have to confirm that with him when he played for the Lions. So this is, again, this is, we're excited about today's show. It's a very important show, and so it should be very interesting. We have a lot of shows coming up over the next month and a half. I'll just kind of bring some of them to your attention. August 4th, it's hard to imagine we're saying August already. It seems like we just celebrated Christmas. Juice It Up, first launched in 1995. And they have 90 locations. Here's a little information on Juice It Up. It says Juice It Up is a franchise smoothie and juice bar chain that specializes in blended-to-order fresh fruit smoothies, fresh-squeezed juices, and other beverages served in a relaxed, family-friendly environment. Juice It Up combines fruit, proprietary fruit juices, non-fat yogurt, and sherbet. So that should be interesting. We have a lot of food franchises come up. So, you know, these shows typically kill Don and I because we usually get hungry after the show. A little more information on Juice It Up. Says, let's see, vitamin supplements to create smoothies that are consistently voted best tasting in blind tests among top smoothie and juice bar chains. So, again, interesting. here's a little more information on Juice It Up. And this is something right up our alley that Don and I speak about frequently on the show. The Franchising World voted them in the top 25 most popular franchises for veterans. I didn't even know this list existed, but I think, again, this is an important list. This is a show that we're going to do as well sometime in the very near future. As many of you know, I recently made a presentation in Athens, Greece, on this particular topic of veterans going into franchising as well. Here was the list, the top 25 franchise popular with veterans. And again, this came from Franchising World. I'm going to read you the list right now. So, Mack O'Toole, and by the way, a lot of these franchises have been on Franchise Interviews up to this point, so you can always go to franchiseinterviews.com and listen to almost half of them. So Mack O'Toole's, the UPS Store, Sports Clips, Dunkin' Donuts, Cruise One, Meineke Car Care Centers, Wynn Home Inspection, AirServ Heating and Air Conditioning, Mr. Handyman, who we've had on the show, Snap-on Tools, PostNet International Franchise Corporation, Maid Brigade, Mr. Appliance, Molly Maid, Mr. Electric, Mr. Plumbing, Mr. Reuter. I think all of those guys are part of the Dwyer Group, actually. TSS Photography, Home Helpers, Rainbow International, Service Master Clean, Express Employment Professionals, Juice It Up, Coffee Beanery, ChemDry Carpet Cleaning are the top 25 franchises that are very popular with veterans. And we know we have a lot of veterans listening to the show. So if you are a veteran, you know, you might want to look up that list again in Franchising World. I think they have the whole list published somewhere online is where we found it. So take a look at that. August 11th. This sounds like an interesting concept. Penn Station East Coast Subs. And we're meeting with Craig Dunaway, who is the president of the company. There's Penn Station, fast casual, East Coast-style sub sandwich chain that has about 225 restaurants in 12 states. Projections call for 25 restaurants in 2011, with 325 total restaurants open by the end of 2013. They serve hot and cold subs, fresh, hand-cut, made-to-order, French fries, hand-squeezed lemonade, and more. Once again, this is one of those shows that are good, is going to make you hungry. Consistently ranked as one of the top franchise opportunities in the United States by Entrepreneur Magazine, ranked number one restaurant franchise company by Success Magazine in its October 2000 annual ranking of the top 200 American franchises, ranked as one of the top 40 movers and shakers by Fast Casual in 2007, 2008, and 2009 annual movers and shakers list. Recognized nationally as one of the top 10 restaurant chains in customer satisfaction by Sandelman and Associates in their 2009 Quick Track Research Program. So these guys have obviously had a lot of success. And, again, looking forward to having them on the show. They're coming on August 11th. And, again, we're meeting with Craig Dunaway, who is the president of the company. August 18th, Fresh to Order. We are meeting with the founder and CEO, Pierre Panos, and their abbreviation is F2O, which sounds pretty cool, Fresh to Order. F2O is an innovative franchise restaurant concept that fuses quality American cuisine, gourmet fresh ingredients, and fast service to offer incredible food served in less than 10 minutes for around $10. The company currently has 6 locations and projections call for signing at least 5 multi-unit franchisees in 2011 with a total commitment of 15 to 20 restaurants. It's always fun for us, too. You know, one of the things I love most about Franchise Interviews is, you know, we'll interview, you know, the biggest franchise opportunities in the world, and even some, you know, new concepts that are just starting. And a lot of those new concepts that you know, got their start on our show, you know, are doing very well today. And that's always fun for Don and I to watch and see the growth. Let's see, August 25th, Great Play. We're meeting with Keith Kamhai, who is the co-founder and CEO of Great Play. And a little information on Great Play. It says, Great Play first opened in Stamford, Connecticut in 2006 by fitness buffs Gile and Keith Kamhai. The franchise gym concept for kids offers fun-filled, motor-skilled, sports-skill, and physical education classes for children ages 6 months through fifth grade, as well as birthday parties. There's currently 7 locations, 4 gyms opening soon. About 20 locations are expected for 2012. Little more information, Great Play is redefining the youth physical development category with an innovative new collection of programs delivered in a patent-pending interactive area, or arena, it says, that makes developing skills fun and easy for children. And we've packaged it all into a step-by-step blueprint to help franchisees turn their passion to youth fitness into a thriving business. It's amazing all the different opportunities that are available out there today to an aspiring entrepreneur. I think it's very challenging. I think one of the biggest challenges of buying a franchise today is there's just so much out there to choose from. So, you know, you kind of say, geez, where do I begin? You know, with 80 different industries out there. Take food alone, and then food is divided into all these different subcategories, which makes it, again, very, very challenging. You know, and you always want to make sure that you kind of get the best match for what you're looking to do. September 1st, we are meeting with one of my favorite franchise opportunities. I got to interview these guys when we started off as a newsletter. So before we were even a radio show, we got to interview right at home, franchise opportunity. And here's a little information if you're unfamiliar with Right at Home. I became such a fan of this franchise opportunity, I did a feasibility analysis on them back in, I want to say it was about 2003 when I was going for my post-MBA in entrepreneurial studies at Fairleigh Dickinson and found that they were very feasible. if you're a frequent listener to the show, then you know what fan I am, and Don as well, of the senior care industry. You know, you look at the numbers and you say, oh, my God, it's just staggering. And it's one of those, I think, feel-good businesses as well. Again, not for everyone. You know, to go into that type of business. But, you know, it certainly presents a lot of opportunity. There's a lot more competition today in that particular industry than there was, of course, 10 years ago. It's amazing. When I did an interview back in 1999 with the LA Times, and they asked me what industry to look out for, I was able to call this one. I said, you know, look at the senior care industry. And again, I don't think you had to be a rocket scientist to guess on that one. If you just looked at the demographics and said people are getting older, who's going to take care of them? But back then, at that time, there wasn't a lot of them. But Right at Home was around at that time. So here's a little information on Right at Home. Right at Home is a privately held provider of in-home elder care and assistance. It was founded in 1995 by Alan Hagar, a hospital administrator who was concerned patients needed additional assistance after their discharge from the hospital. He sought to assist their return to good health by becoming certified nursing assistant and then launching Right at Home. Today, Right at Home generates more than $170 billion in annual revenue through its 200-plus offices in the United States. It's amazing because, again, I've been following these guys for such a long time, how they've grown in the last decade. The United Kingdom, they also have offices, and also Brazil. Outlets are franchise-owned and operated and staff-skilled professionals trained to provide home-based care for thousands of clients daily. So, again, that's going to be another great show. And, again, just a big fan of that industry. Kind of keeping on track with the senior care industry, a couple weeks ago, oh, and by the way, Live365.com, which I, you know, Don keeps reminding me to plug because they're one of our new, I guess you could say, affiliates. I think we actually have senior care franchises running on Live365 today. Over the last 4 years, I think we've interviewed about maybe 5 of them. And what we're doing with Live365 is we've kind of categorized our interviews that we've done. So if you go into Live365 today, you'd actually get to hear 5 interviews with senior care franchises, and that's playing on a loop throughout the day. And then tomorrow might be pizza franchises, and then the following day might be franchise experts. So we've enjoyed the relationship with those guys as well. And that's, again, how you grow a radio station is, you know, you syndicate your show. So 2 weeks ago, if you remember or if you missed the show, we met with Live to Be Healthy Franchise Opportunity. And last week we did a franchise rewind with Edible Arrangements. I'll talk about that one in just a second. A little information. Live to Be Healthy, a senior fitness franchise opportunity, seeks to inspire older generations to live longer, healthier lives. These guys, I was saying to Don, I was talking to him yesterday, I said that, you know, these guys, I think they really get it, you know? I mean, it's great to see someone getting into the senior care industry and, of course, doing something, you know, a little different, saying, yes, this market is huge, but what else can we do? What other services can we provide for seniors? So a little more information. Says their company has been at the forefront of senior fitness movement since 2008. This is one of those things. I think it's also kind of like a social thing. When we had Corey on the show, I said, you know, it's also a social activity, you know, for a lot of these older folks, you know, or in like these senior communities, you know, it gives you a chance to kind of like, you know, it's almost like exercising and mingling and talking to your friends at the same time. But, you know, what does it say? It increases your endorphins, you know, by exercising. And it's just so important. You know, a lot of times, you know, if any of you know someone older, you know, a lot of times they'll just kind of like, you know, sit back and just, you know, watch the parade go by. And that's not what, you know, your senior years are really meant to be. So working with the residents of all shapes and ability levels, the Live to Be Healthy senior fitness team has witnessed miraculous social and physical benefits for elder care residents. We're proud to bring senior fitness services to residential communities, allowing them to support healthier lifestyles for residents. That was a great show. Really, if you have a chance and you have any interest in that particular type of industry, go back and listen to that particular show because it really was fantastic. Last week, we did a franchise rewind. And again, you know, over time, we've done slowly approaching 250 shows. It's hard to imagine because I always say, you know, it seems like yesterday we did our first radio show on World Talk Radio with PV Loco. And here we are, you know, many years later, still doing the show. And it's just been amazing. But we got to interview with a gentleman named Tariq Farid. It was one of my favorite interviews. He, very, very knowledgeable, CEO and founder of Edible Arrangements. And he gave, I think, one of the most amazing pieces of advice when talking about buying a franchise. And he actually made our Great Quotes in Franchising podcast. And, you know, every single show that we do, you know, there's always something that kind of, like, stands out. Could probably make the Great Quote in Franchising podcast. But this quote was very good for anyone who's looking to, who's kind of, like, new to their franchise search. Listen to what Tariq said. I thought it was really, really amazing.
Hi, everyone. This is Marty McDermott from Franchise Interviews, and welcome to another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising, where each podcast you get to hear a great quote in franchising. You know, Don and I have been hosting Franchise Interviews now over 4 years and slowly approaching that magic number 250. And during that time frame, you can imagine we've had some incredible quotes on the show. Last week, we did a franchise rewind with Tariq Farid. And Tariq is the founder of the Edible Arrangements franchise opportunity. And if you're new to franchising, or if you just started your franchise search, this will really put things in perspective as far as what makes a successful franchisee. So we're going to call this one the franchise secret. Do whatever this guy says, and I think you're going to enjoy this one. So, again, enjoy this edition of Great Quotes in Franchising from Franchise Interviews.
It's been a nice diversity, too, it sounds like, of your franchisees, Tariq, you know, in studying Edible Arrangements. You know, I mean, it sounds like it's been lawyers and accountants and just a nice mix, you know?
A very nice mix to a point, you know, even to a point where it surprised us in the beginning. And I remember when we started franchising in the beginning, I had no franchise experience. I mean, I was a retailer, and I was making this product with my brother and delivering it. And you would have people coming up and saying, I want to buy a franchise. And, you know, Don could appreciate this because he's been here, you know, for a while, and other I remember talking to Michael Saeed and everyone, and somebody was, I'm a lawyer, I don't want to be a lawyer anymore. And she'll think, wait a minute, you're going to go from a lawyer and cutting fruit? It doesn't make sense.
Exactly.
You know, and then we have some of these people in our system right now, and they're very, very successful business people, and I have the utmost admiration for them to, you know, where I kind of was hesitant, and I remember I always share a story with people that I had some people come in the beginning, and I was convincing them not to buy because I really didn't want them to fail.
Right.
And I thought they had good careers and things like that, but they turned out to be incredible franchisees where they own 5, 6, 7 stores, so they do great.
Yeah, this is a perfect example of if you just follow the system, no matter what your background is, and usually age might not have to do with it much either. Of course, the older you are, more experience, maybe you have a little bit of an advantage, but really you just follow the system, you know, you train them in everything, a very high chance of being successful.
And that's really the secret. I mean, I have we do our discovery days, and I always try to share that with even the prospects. So whatever system you go into, you know, there's a reason you're buying a franchise. And one of my most successful franchisees, who was our third store, I walked into his store after about a year of convincing him how to do it, and he was a successful businessman before that, and he always gave me a bit of a hard time. And then, you know, he kind of saw that we were going in a certain momentum, and he started to follow, and he sat in front of his whole crew one day and said, okay, guys, from now on, whatever these guys say goes. However they say it, we do it. We don't question it, and when their trainers come in or they come in, and he is the most successful franchisee in our system. He is single-handedly the most successful franchisee in our system. And all it is that as he's duplicated his concept from one store to two to three to four, he followed that simple formula. And, you know, the burden was on us to make sure that we provide him the solutions, provide him the support, be it him, his managers, and from that he benefited. And he's, you know, he may have 1 or 2 years of experience of running the stores. We had 5 or 6 by then. So that's exactly what it has done, and it does work every time.
Yeah, that's a great story, Tyra, because it's been a common theme on our show, Don, hasn't it? Where we've had some of the most successful franchisees to some pretty big systems, and they've all said the same thing, Tyra, because all they did was just follow the system. You know, they didn't change anything, and became very successful. You know, so that's great to hear.
And especially if it's working, if you're getting on board a system that is working, that is growing. You know, what do they say? If it ain't broke, don't fix it. You know, so
absolutely.
Why do anything? Just take advantage of it. And I always use that analogy of, you know, with some of our franchisees to say, I hate to take it down to this level, but it is kind of a kindergartner / sixth grader effect, where I've been in this building 6 years, so I kind of know every corner and the nook and cranny, and I know how the principal, what he likes and what he doesn't like. You need to learn, so let me teach you. You know, so you're coming in, and then you see some incredible transformation. We have some incredible stories, and I'm sure every franchise system does. And the success that we have, it has to do with these great franchisees that we've had that have taken on and actually listened and applied some of the policies and procedures and technologies and other things that we created to make them successful.
I guess, Tarek, sometimes, you know, yourself or your staff, if you see a prospect maybe sometimes a little too entrepreneurial, I guess you really have to, you know, speak to them to let them know that, you know, it might not be a fit, you know, with your company.
We used to do, I remember in the beginning doing that a lot to let people know that, you know, I love your passion, I love your energy and everything, but you keep talking about your experiences and how you've done stuff. There may be a bit of a conflict there. We may always get into a bit of a tussle. So you have to look at this, that we have systems and standards, and we've experimented with these. We've actually mastered them, and we've proven them at multiple times. So you may want to turn around and try it a different way, but it's really not going to work. More, not necessarily only for yourself, but for the total success of the system, because there is consistency in everything, and we know what's going to work. So we have those conversations, but once you get to a certain number, a certain mass in your system, that comes up less and less. And I think there's a class of prospects or franchisees or new owners that start coming to you after a while to say, look, I want to duplicate what you've done. How do I do it? And they don't want to turn around and start from scratch. And that was great when we started to get a lot of existing franchise prospects, meaning they were in other systems, and when they came into our system, they found success there.
that was great. You can actually hear the whole interview with Tariq Fareed of Edible Arrangements by going to franchiseinterviews.com. And, yeah, he was just a fantastic guest. Why don't we do this? I hear that Michael and Teoka have called in. So let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back with more Franchise Interviews.
Okay, you've got my attention.
It's a rare event in the world of franchising when an opportunity comes your way that can and will thrive in almost any economic environment. It's here, and its name is Big Mouth Advertising.
Big Mouth.
BMA is a leader in the exciting world of mobile media advertising. Why is mobile media advertising able to defy the economic cycles? The answer is obvious. In times of economic weakness, advertising is crucial for survival as the consumer dollar is scarce and the competition fierce. What is mobile media? It's the newest and fastest growing segment in the advertising world. Mobile media brings the message directly to the consumer. Mobile media goes to the consumer in traffic, where he eats and where he plays. It quite simply cannot be turned off or thrown out. And when you join the Big Mouth team as a franchisee, you are joining the best. The Big Mouth advantage is simple and successful. We invest in a strong infrastructure and in great people. As a franchisee, you have access to this entire system, including telemarketing, sales maximization, general and administrative support, design and creative services, even billing and collection services. All you need is a mobile media vehicle, a driver, and the willingness to create a financially sound and limitless business for yourself. There are no long-term leases to sign, no expensive build-outs, no office personnel to hire. You will be part of the Big Mouth advertising community and share its entire website and reception services, as well as its complete back-office services. This virtual office guarantees you the freedom to close those sales that will make you a success. We are so proud of our successes that we have voluntarily disclosed our revenue statements. Now, how many other franchises are doing that? Even in these historically rough financial times, Big Mouth Advertising has become a dominant force in the mobile media industry. Join the Big Mouth team and take the first step toward financial freedom. Please call Ron at 888-98-GO-BIG. That's 888-98-GO-BIG.
Big Mouth!
Who's helping build America one small business at a time? Franchise Inc., a free consulting service.
For years, Franchise Inc., a national company, has been helping people franchise their business concept and help folks like you own a franchise.
With over 2,500 franchise systems out there, it can be awfully confusing. Don't take chances with your future. At Franchise Inc., we've done the homework for you. We can help match your interests and background with the franchise that's right for you. And we only work with proven franchise systems with a solid reputation and track record of success.
The consultants at Franchise Inc. can help you with your short and long-term wealth strategy.
Give us a call today and we'll send you free our best-selling book, Solving the Puzzle of Owning a Franchise.
Remember, it's not just owning a franchise, but finding the right one for you. Call us at 800-961-0420 for a quick consultation to discuss what's important to you, your business, and your future.
The service is free. The book is free. What do you have to lose? Find the business that's right for you.
Call Franchise Inc. at 800-961-0420. That's Franchise Inc. at 800-961-0420.
Everyone, and welcome back to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 4 years we've been asking the branch of an awesome one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, and I'm the president of Franchise Interviews. And as we were saying earlier, we have a great show today. We're meeting with Michael Stone and Teoka Jackson, and today we're going to be talking about the Professional Athlete Franchise Initiative and discuss their most recent summit. Hey, Michael, how you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing fine. How about yourself?
Oh, doing great, Michael. Thank you for coming on the show. Don and I were both very excited. And Tayoka hasn't called in yet, but I guess we're expecting him shortly.
Oh, no problem. Sounds good.
Okay. So where are you calling from today, Michael?
Actually, Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay, great.
I'm
how's the weather
Atlanta,
today?
Georgia.
Nice.
Hot as usual here.
That's the same with you. Last week was brutal up here in Pennsylvania, you know, so I can understand it. It's funny, you know, franchising seems to become popular. Don and I, it was about a year ago, we were going to declare Atlanta the franchise capital because it just seems like so much is happening down there, Michael.
Yes, there are a lot of headquarters in Atlanta. I don't know how that happens, but there are a lot of headquarters here.
Yeah. So, Michael, what is PAFI and what's your involvement with it?
Well, PAFI is an initiative to educate athletes about the franchise industry. Mm-hmm. And it was really birthed from my experience in the NFL. And the fact of the matter was that when I retired from the NFL after 7 years, I had to figure out what to do when I was kind of starting from,
yeah.
you know, from level one. So what we put this initiative together to do is to, you know, to educate guys about the industry. If it's for you, you know, help you get involved. If it's not, you know, at least send you off with a better education about this industry.
Yeah, absolutely. So why is there a need for PAFI, and what is the benefit for pro athletes to join, Michael?
I think the biggest thing, you can look at the situations going on now with the lockouts and
mm-hmm.
stuff.
Yeah.
Thank God it's over as far as the NFL
right.
side, but the NBA is having preparing for a big lockout as well.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
You know, it's a need. Your career as an athlete is very short. Average for NFL is 2.5. Average for NBA is 5. And you make a good bit of money while you're playing, and guys necessarily don't, you know, have the money in most cases to, you know, live passively off the income for life. So guys have to find an active second career. And, you know, there's a lot of entrepreneurial spirit in athletes, and guys always try to retire and getting to and develop their own entrepreneurial pursuits. But, of course, there's a lot of risk that involved in that. You're starting from scratch.
Right.
And we saw a huge parallel in the fact that as an athlete, you know, you're learning from a playbook. You have a coach. You have the game plan in place. And all you have to do is execute. And we saw some very strong parallels with, you know, the life of a franchisee to where you have a manual or a playbook in place. All you have to do is execute well.
Yeah, it's an interesting theory, Michael, you know, because, you know, a lot of times, you know, they say, like, you know, veterans make good franchisees because, you know, they follow systems, they follow rules, and, you know, and one of the questions that Don and I had was, you know, do you see that relationship, you know, is it a smooth transition, you know, or did football teach you anything, you know, in going into business?
Oh, definitely. I think that football teaches you, you know, about the value of executing the exact same way every time.
Yeah.
And that's what
yeah.
it's all about, very similar to being a veteran. Where every day you go out and open the playbook up and you execute plays again and again
execute.
And again. And the reason you do it is because you realize that you have a team and your team has
right.
to all execute the same way to get it done right. And if you're not, the team that executes the best wins in most cases in games. So it's funny, I was actually talking to a former athlete, Angelo Crowell, who's a Jersey Mike's franchisee. And he paralleled,
yeah.
you know, his, you know, a customer entering his door, the experience from the customer entering to them leaving, needing to be exactly the same each and every time. And he paralleled it to his, you know, looking at a, you know, average play and making sure the play is exactly the same every time. So, strong parallel.
Wow. Absolutely. We saw the, we were reading the statistic, Michael, early in the show and the week before. We said that more than, was it 60% of retired basketball players encounter financial problems in 5 years, and 78% of football players face money issues in 2 years. I mean, your organization is obviously important, you know, to you know, this community, isn't it?
Oh, definitely. I think one thing that athletes don't realize coming into it is that you've been preparing for your sport for, you know, the last 20, 25 years of your life. You know, I interned. I started my internship in football when I was 12 years old playing Little League. And
right.
it all paid off when I got to the NFL. But at the same time, every athlete goes through a catastrophic loss of income at some point in their life, whether it's year 2 or year 8. So guys
yeah.
have to start preparing for that catastrophic catastrophic job loss. And I think, you know, preparing, the better you prepare, the earlier you prepare, the more you can the more you can recoup and more you can transition well.
Yeah, absolutely. So you mentioned Jersey Mike's, which is we think a fantastic franchise, Michael. We had them on the show, I want to say about 2 years ago, and we were very impressed with them. What franchises or other franchises are currently involved in PAFI, and what's the benefit for them to be involved with your group?
Oh, we have a great group. I mean, and I don't want to miss anybody, but we have a great group involved. We have, you know, from Dunkin' Donuts to Moe's,
yeah,
to Choice Hotels, East Coast Wings, Little Jim, Jersey Mike's, Lighter Life. We have a great, great group of people who are really, really involved in what we're doing. And our goal, you know, this year, it being our charter year, this is actually our launch year, our pilot year, is to bring on 50
yeah,
charter members. And all of our brands that are involved understand our goal is long-term, understand that we're not, you know, a lead generation machine. We're about
right,
educating the athletes about this industry so that we develop a long-term pipeline of, you know, future multi-unit success stories. So, I'm very thankful that we have a great group of franchisors involved and suppliers at the same time.
Absolutely. I know you guys recently had the summit, Michael. How did that go? Can you tell us a little bit about, you know, what happened and how everything went?
Oh, it went great. This is actually our second summit. Our first summit was before PAFI was even founded. It was just off of a conversation I had with an athlete franchisee named Junior Bridgman. And a quick background on Junior, former NBA player, very, very successful Wendy's and Chili's franchisee. And after that conversation, I started researching more about this industry and saw a lot of other athletes that were successful and kind of created the synthesis or the base for the Franchise Summit. Immediately after that conversation, talked to the IFA. Stan Freeman, our chairman of our board, played a heavy role helping us get things going along with Barry and Brewer on the IFA diversity side, and it started to roll from there. Last year's summit was a great success story, and this year's summit was even bigger. We actually this year talked to the NBA, and they invited their players out, and the same thing on the NFL side, and we're looking to form some more permanent relationships with both of those entities as well as other sports. But we had players from the NBA come out. We had NFL players come out and MLB guys come out, retired MLB guys come out. And, you know, it was at Georgia Tech, education-based format. Dunkin' Donuts stepped in as our host sponsor for the event. And really we went through 2 days of educating athletes about the industry, kind of franchising 101. 6 sessions. They learned about different aspects of franchising in each section. Each session was taught by one of our charter members who stepped in to play a role as an educator. We had a panel of athlete franchisee success stories talk at lunch to the athletes about their transition, and it was just an all-around good time.
Yeah, it's great that you educate, you know, the attendees as well, Mike. I think that's so important because, you know, a lot of times I don't think everyone knows what franchising actually is, you know, that you're actually buying into a system. We were running a clip earlier before you came on today. It was a gentleman named Tariq Farid, and he was talking about, you know, how franchising really isn't for everyone. You know, sometimes people are just like so entrepreneurial that they want to recreate like a Dunkin' Donuts or a Jersey Mike, you know what I mean? And those people shouldn't get into franchising, you know. So I think it's great how the whole process seems to be very educational, and you start them from the beginning of, like you mentioned, like franchising 101. I think that's so important. So I imagine you had some great guest speakers at this particular event as well.
Oh yeah, exactly. We actually used our John Rachi was one of our keynote speakers, and he talked about his transition from sports in college to breaking his neck actually and being paralyzed. I'm not sure if you know John Rachi's story, but a great guy. He's the owner of he actually bought and sold one franchise brand, Ducks, and is now working with Hoods. But we had him start off the event, and we actually had 3 or 4 athletes that are actually successful franchisee on a multi-unit level talk to the guys about their experience and their transition. But I guess backing up a little bit, you hit the nail right on the head. Education is our focus. The reason being is because we understand that this is not about sales. Sales will happen. Mm-hmm. It's about really creating a strong base of educated athlete franchisees so that we do create more success stories and we do create more longevity for the guys that do get involved.
That's fantastic. What were some of the takeaways from the summit, Michael? I mean, how did, you know, after when all was said and done, did you get any good feedback after that?
Great feedback. We got great interaction between the franchisors and the athletes. We actually did some great survey work during the summit and kind of found out what athletes' general knowledge and interest was about the industry beforehand and what it was afterwards. And we saw some you know, glaring improvement. We're actually following up with each of the athletes who came and figuring out what they want to do next, how they want to move forward within the education or discovery process. I think it's all about, you know, putting the education first and then opening up the floor for discovery. And we're getting some guys that want to really take some next steps in this thing, so we're really excited about it.
That's fantastic. So are there any upcoming events, Michael, or summits in the near future?
Yes, we're going to do our summit will be an annual event as of now. As we partner with each sports property, we want to definitely – put together individual summits for the NFL, NBA, MLB, and NHL so that we're educating guys on an individual basis. And we do a lot of outreach between our charter members. We really have a lot of appreciation for the franchisors who came on and chartered to become charter members of our organization. And we do a lot of independent outreach. So we'll be at a lot of individual golf tournaments to where the athletes are congregating at. We'll be at the player networking events at the Super Bowls. We'll try to, you know, make our rounds and really be a one-point communication source for our franchisors that want to play a role in this education process.
That's fantastic. And how does a franchisor athlete get involved with PAFI, Michael?
On the franchisor side, we, like I say, we have charter membership that we're developing this year, and a franchisor can reach out to us at www.thepafi.com, T-H-E-P-A-F-I, actually .org, I am sorry, thepafi.org.
Okay.
And they can reach out that way, check out, you know, more about our mission, more, you know, more details about how we operate. But we are a membership organization. We allow charter members to come on as members for 3 years. We're opening up standard membership January 2012 for just one-year commitments. And on the athlete side, we are more so a subscription base. We blast information out advocating franchising to all athletes, and the athletes who, you know, show interest, we build communication with and invite out to our events and programs.
That's fantastic. What do you see yourself like in 3 to 5 years, Michael, of the organization? If I had to forecast, what do you see yourself 5 years down the road?
Well, our we're very, very deliberate on our 3-year plan, actually, as far as our growth. I see us, you know, introducing 2,000 to 3,000 athletes per year to the franchise industry, whether it's through our summits, whether it's through our – we have an annual playbook that goes out to the athletes. That a franchise playbook that educates them about all the different opportunities in franchising. So whether it's through our summits, through our playbook, through our email blast outreach, and through our, you know, general outreach events, we want to be able to touch, you know, 2,000 to 3,000 athletes per year and really just give them a general education and see if franchising is right for them.
That's amazing. It looks like our producer said that Tayoka just called in. Hey, Tayoka, how are you?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Good, thanks. So, Tayoka, we're talking about PAFI, and I guess one question I have for you, Tayoka, is how did you hear about PAFI?
Well, I heard about it through Mike. Mike and I are former teammates from the St. Louis Rams, and I heard about it through him. He exposed what they were doing to me and told me that, you know, he'd love for me to be involved. And you know, at that time, I had already opened my first IHOP and you know, really was in full swing with the transition into the rest of my life after my retirement. So, you know, I love to give back to younger players as you know, it was passed down to me by some of the veterans that mentored me. And so for me, it was easy fit to say, hey, yeah, I would certainly like to participate. It seems like a really good initiative. And, you know, for me, it was easy just to talk about my experiences and some of the highs and some of the lows of what I've gone through since retirement.
That's great. Was this your first year attending the summit, Teoka?
It was, yeah. I mean, it didn't match up schedule-wise last year for me, and so this year it worked out, and I went down to Atlanta, and obviously it had grown since last year after talking to some of the folks who put it on, and in addition to Mike, and so I think he's got a good thing going. A lot of knowledge is dropping. I used to learn a few things, it's amazing if you just sit down and listen. When you have a lot of smart people in the room, you can learn a lot.
That's true. That's true. Yeah, and you know, St. Michael, you know, one of the things I love most about this organization is it truly is educational. You know, it's not like lead generation or there to, you know, sell franchises. So I think it's very important. Did you find it a smooth transition, Teoka, in moving from, I guess you could say, to football to like business ownership, specifically franchising? Because franchising, you really have to follow rules or follow a very strict system, I imagine. Especially with IHOP, how was that
right.
experience for you?
Well, for me, it was smooth. I mean, everybody's experience a little bit different. Firstly, I had already been planning for my retirement for years. Honestly, when I got into the league, I came in as an undrafted free agent, and when you're an undrafted free agent, your time can be up at any time. So, you know, from day one, I was planning for my retirement. Didn't know I was going to get into franchising, but I just was
right.
planning for my retirement. So for me, I was ready, and I ended up, you know, grinding out a 12-year career. So I was ready for, you know, when it came on. In fact, I retired with a year left on my deal just because it was time. It was time to move on. I wasn't mm-hmm. enjoying it as much, and, you know, the wear and tear on the body. So it was really time, and I was ready. And the franchising for me was just a real easy transition just because of the things you talked about. I've spent the last 20 years of my life, you know, in football, following rules, having to be somewhere
right.
at a certain time, following a playbook, best demonstrated practices, which we call film. You look at film and you learn how to do certain techniques, and you go out and practice them over and over. And that's kind of what franchising is. You take a best demonstrated, you know, practice, like cooking the greatest pancake in the world, and you don't change, you don't
right.
deviate from it. This is what we do. This is who we are. This is our identity, the International House of Pancakes. It was very similar to what, you know, our identity was as a defense when we, you know, I played in the same defense. I was looking to play the same defense for 11 of my 12 years, at what's called now Tampa 2. We did it in Tampa. We did it in St. Louis. And we did it in
mm-hmm.
Detroit. And that was our identity. And you was no need to deviate. You'd have to make things up. You just did what was on the paper, and you would be successful. And, again, for us, franchising in general, IHOP in particular, over 50 years of experience in making the best
yeah.
pancake in the world, we didn't have to deviate, and it's working out for us.
That's great. Where do you see yourself 5 years down the road, Teoka? I mean, are you continue buying IHOP franchises? I think you own, is it two of them, from what I understand?
I own
Washington
two.
Area?
Yeah, we did a multi-store development deal for three.
I
was two-thirds through that, and I got another one coming. And, you know, honestly, I want to diversify and do some different things. So, you know, I think 5 years down the road, I would hope that I've really solidified the three IHOPs, at least that I've gotten. And I think I'll have a couple other brands that, you know, one or two other brands that I've been able to delve into and diversify what we're doing. Because, you know, we got a great market in D.C. It's a little bit different than most parts of the country. You know, it's so heavily
yes.
reliant on the federal government, and even with the recession, those federal government checks, they continue to get cut, whether that's to an actual worker of the federal government or someone who's contracting with them. So there's a lot of federal dollars rolling around in D.C., a lot of money to spend, and, you know, generally unemployment is a little lower there than other parts of the country. So we got a great market. I just want to make sure that, you know, we bring goods and services to the city that needs it, and we opened the first IHOP ever in the city. And so I'm looking to bring
wow.
some other names that have no presence or very little presence in the city.
That's fantastic. So we have about 60 seconds. Michael, you want to plug the websites again or any phone numbers that our listeners can call if they want more information on the organization, on PAFI?
Definitely, definitely. The website is www.thepafi.org. You can check out the website and find general information about our company, and also you can email admin@thepafi.org to talk directly to us here.
That's fantastic. I want to thank both of you again, Michael and Tarek. I think both of you guys are great and have a great organization. And, you know, Don and I would love to have you guys come back every single year and talk about what you guys are doing.
Sounds good.
I
appreciate your time.
Thanks. Thanks so much, Michael. Thanks, Tarek. So we'll be right back with more franchise interviews.
Franchise Interviews. For over 4 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews as well as get inside tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising. Check out our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys. And don't forget to listen to our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919. That's 610-905-2919.
So that was fantastic. Again, I want to thank Michael Stone and Tarika Jackson. I mean, they were just fantastic guests. Why don't we do this? We have one more clip that we have to play. It's from Kevin Hine, who is one of the top franchise attorneys in the country. And
Hi,
Kevin also
everyone.
Has some great...
This is Marty McDermott from Franchise Interviews, and welcome to another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising, where each podcast you get to hear a great quote in franchising. You know, Don and I have been hosting Franchise Interviews now almost 2 years, and almost have done 100 shows up to this point, and during that time frame, we've had some fantastic quotes on our show. Today, you're going to get to hear from one of the top franchise attorneys in the country, Kevin Hine, and Kevin's going to talk to you about the hallmark of franchising. Our podcast today is being brought to you by Franchise Interviews LLC, and Franchise Interviews gives you an up-close and behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews as well as get inside tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising. Our weekly franchise radio show on Blog Talk Radio, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisors, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and franchise attorneys. And our monthly franchise newsletter, which is a must-read for anyone looking to buy a franchise. And here we go with Kevin Hine.
I think that people need to focus on is whether or not they can easily replicate their system. The more difficult, the more detailed the operation is, the harder it is to replicate. So, for example, take the food industry. You see lots and lots of franchise companies in the quick service restaurant segment, in the fast casual segment, but you see very few successful franchise companies in the fine dining or the white tablecloth segment.
Sure.
And the reason is that it's very difficult to teach other people to execute at that level. When you've got people coming in at a very high price point, they don't want just food, they want a good experience, and that requires a certain level of skill and expertise, and it's very hard to replicate that across restaurants, even in a single city, much less across the country. So you want to make sure that you have something that's pretty easy to replicate and that you can train people on, because frankly, you want people to, you want your franchisees to come in and be able to duplicate what you've done, or you're not going to build a very successful franchise system.
Right.
I mean, that's one of the biggest reasons people invest in a franchise, of course, the money aspect, but because of this, the simplicity, hopefully, that the franchisor puts together. So this is a big part of you know, what you're talking about here, Kevin.
Absolutely. And the hallmark of franchising, and I know that some people can be critical of this, but the hallmark of franchising is that you give people the same experience no matter what market they're in.
Exactly.
You know, and we all know that if we stop at a McDonald's, whether we're in Portland, Oregon, or Portland, Maine, that hamburger is going to be the same.
Right.
And it's the same experience, and people come to rely on that and count on that experience, and that's why franchising has been so successful in so many industries.
Absolutely.
You know, and the last thing I always tell people is that you better have a unique marketing proposition. If you're going to try and franchise something and it's already been done, then you're at a real disadvantage. If you're just going to roll out the next hamburger chain franchise and there's nothing unique about what you do, then people are not going to be interested in buying into your system. They want to know, how do I compete with McDonald's, not how do I stand out there as a me too in comparison to McDonald's. So whether it's a new way of providing the service, whether it's a new way of collecting money, whether it's a new gimmick in terms of getting people in the door. I think of Pizza Patron, for example, the pizza chain out of Texas that serves predominantly the Latino market that recently started to accept pesos.
Right,
and,
we mentioned that.
And, I mean, that's a great marketing proposition. It's a way to say, look, yeah, we sell pizza, but boy, is this ever, you know, a unique way to get people in the door, people who have different currencies and who have different issues. You know, we're gonna service that market. That's something unique, and that's what makes that's one of the things that makes that chain particularly unique, and therefore is able to attract people to become prospective franchisees.
Yeah, that pizza chain got a lot of PR too, Kevin, from that whole thing. You know, by doing something different. You know, it was they were pretty much in every national newspaper across the United States.
Yeah, right. Well, you know, there's the old saying that, you know, good PR or bad PR is the same. It's going to drive people in the door.
Right. And wasn't that your idea, Kevin, not accepting pesos?
That I would love to say that was my idea, but I'm not
quite
that creative.
You know, you brought up a good point about the uniqueness here. I mean, I don't know if you listened earlier, but last week we interviewed Badass Coffee, and, you know, there's a lot of different coffee franchises, but they stand out because they're quality coffee. They have the Hawaiian theme.
Right.
They have a whole story behind it. It was why they're having success, Kevin, is this point you're bringing up about the unique marketing, you know, proposition.
Right, that's what I thought of, Dom. As Kevin was explaining this, I thought of the same thing, Badass Coffee.
Yeah.
Well, and I think that's a great example. There's lots of coffee purveyors out there.
Right.
What's the hook? What's the hook to get people to buy the franchise? And more importantly, what's the hook to get new customers in the door?
Exactly.
That again was Kevin Hine, and he's one of the top franchise attorneys in the country. And you can actually hear that whole interview by going to franchiseinterviews.com. So thanks everyone again for listening. Great show today, and we'll see you again next week with another episode of Franchise Interviews. Take care, everyone.